أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين، ومن يفعل ذلك فليس من الله في شيء إلا أن تتقوا منهم تقاة، ويحذركم الله نفسه، وإلى الله المصير. The side we translated it, the occasion of the revelation of this ayat was when there were three Jewish people, who tried and take the Muslims away from Islam. They try and make a friendship with them, etc., and take them out of the fold of Islam. Then there were three true believers who had realized this, noticed it, and they warned these Muslims that do not keep friendship with these people, do not mix with them, their intention is not good. And these people who can understand this, they are called Ahle Nazar, Ahle Basira, people who have got insight and foresight. Like, for example, it's not difficult to understand, and it happens in our lives also. We have our young son, and he's always going to the neighbors where there's a young girl. And we can easily make out now they want to build up a relationship. And that girl of the neighbor, she also comes here and visits here. And easily from there, how they mixing, how they talking, you can make out very easily that they want to have an illicit affair. So as parents, you warn the children that don't fall into this. Be very careful. And in many other things also, we warn our children, don't keep friends with so and so. So this insight and foresight what a person has, this Muslims had recognized that. So they warned these Muslims that do not keep friendship. But as even with our young boy is keeping friends with the young girl, they don't listen to us when we tell them. You warn them, but normally they don't listen. Like that, those Muslims also were not listening to them. And they said, we're just keeping friends with them. You people just imagining that they want to take us out of the fold of Islam. In fact, many cases they will even say, but they speak so good about Islam. That is all to trap you. Just like a fisherman will put a nice pet worm for the fish. So the fish will think this person is my well-wisher. He's giving me my rosy right here by me. But actually, it isn't the rosy, it isn't the fat worm, but he wants to take you out from the water. So just like that, they also were not listening. On that, this ayat was revealed, and they were warned. لا يتخذ المؤمنون الكافرين أولياء من دون المؤمنين. نہ بناوی مسلمان کافروں کو دوست مسلمانوں کو چھوڑ کر. It is not permissible at all. It isn't correct. It isn't acceptable. It's not understandable that the believers take the non-believers as their friends and leave the believers alone. Don't make friends with the believers, but make friends with the non-believers. And this is because Iman is Noor and Kufr is Zulm and darkness. Iman is light, kufr is darkness. Light and darkness cannot go together. Iman is hidayat, and kufr is misguidance. It is the opposite of hidayat, and the two cannot go together. The one is dalalat, going astray, and the other one is hidayat, being on the right path. These things, aqlan, mentally and academically also, a person knows the two things cannot go together. And also naqlan, that is, which has come in Quran and Hadith also, these two things cannot go together. Allah Ta'ala loves Iman and He hates kufr. So if you make friends with the enemies of Allah, whom Allah hates, then the friends of the enemy are also your enemies. The friends of your enemies are also your enemies. So though you have got Iman, but you are making friends with the enemies of Allah, you will be counted amongst them. In a government, for example, if there are people who are working against the government, who are traitors, who are guilty of treason, they work against the government, then those people, who support those people, who befriend the government, which looks at them also with the same eye. Though they are not guilty, but they are looked at with the same eye. Those people who are selling drugs, though you're not a drug addict and you're not selling drugs also, but you keep friends with them. You are in and out by them. They come and visit you. You will be counted amongst them. If any people ask you reference for that person, how is this boy? He wants to marry our daughter. Now what reference can you give me? You say, he looks all right, but I don't know. He mixes with the druggist all the time. And that's a great negative thing. In the same way, all other things also. So the non-believers are the enemies of Allah, and those who keep friends with them, they are declared in Sharia also as the enemies of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, it is very dangerous. And unfortunately, at schools, all our young boys and girls keep friends with non-believers. At the workplace, in sports, how many of our youngsters have good friends, very close friends with non-Muslims, whether it is in sports. And today in traveling and going about also, we travel and we take friends as the non-believers. So that is totally prohibited. For that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ Or جو کوئی یہ کام کرے And whoever does this, and this is not from anyone else's side, but from Allah Ta'ala Himself, whoever takes the non-believers as their friends, فَلَيْسَ مِنَ اللَّهِ فِي شَيْءٍ تو نہیں اس کو اللہ سے کوئی تعلق Then he has got nothing to do with Allah. In fact, he has now become the enemy of Allah. And Allah is his enemy. When he took the enemies of Allah as his friend, he became the enemy of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah declares, I've got nothing to do with such people. And that is a very serious warning. However, one exception Allah Ta'ala makes, illa an tattaqu minhum tuqa magar us halat mein ke karna chaho tum unse bachao However, if for some reason you have to safeguard yourself from them, they are in the majority, they are the ruling party, and you fear that if you don't outwardly show friendship with them, they will harm you. Or the economy is in their hands, and if you need anything, then they will deprive you economically. You will have difficulty, as the Muslims feared this, with the people in Makkah Sharif also, that the economy was in the hands of the non-Muslims. In Medina Sharif, the economy was in the hands of the Jews, the non-Muslims. Now if you fear you're going to be harmed, then just outwardly, and just how much it is necessary, you can show that you are friends with them. But in your heart, there should be absolutely no friendship with them. It is just outwardly, just to save yourself from that harm. Allah has permitted that much, that when you are in such a condition, but where there is no need, no compelling agent that makes you have friendship with them, it's not permissible even just outwardly to have friendship with them. But for some necessity, and you will be harmed if you don't, then just outwardly you can show that we are your friends and that, but in reality you have got nothing to do with them. وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا اور اللہ تم کو ڈراتا ہے اپنے سے and Allah Ta'ala warns you against him himself against Allah. So this year that Allah will take you to task is not the fail, is not the action of Allah, but it is in the dhat of Allah. That Allah hates kufr and who makes friends with the kufr, with kuffar, and willingly and without reason. Then the nature of Allah himself, not that he will punish you, but he hates you. It is like somebody, you do something wrong, and he punishes you, but he doesn't like to punish you. But he has to punish you. And one is, he just hates what you have done. It is in him, he hates that. Like that Allah hates the kuffar and hates the wrong that they do. And those who take them as friends, Allah hates those people also. So you have become now despicable in the eyes of Allah, and you have become guilty. And now you are in a stage of punishment, not by the action of Allah only, but Allah's very nature. Allah himself just hates all the kuffar and those who make friends with the kuffar. So it's a very, very dangerous situation. وَإِلَى اللَّهِ الْمَصِيرِ اور اللہ ہی کے طرف لوٹ کر جانا ہے. And everyone has to finally return to Allah. There is no other place that we are going. Whenever, wherever we die, we will be returning to Allah Ta'ala. Even if we, Allah save us all, a person burns to death and nothing of his body remains, only ashes. A person is drowned in the sea. His body is not found, no janazah namaz, no qabr. But he also returns only to Allah Ta'ala. No, wherever we are, when we die, we return to Allah Ta'ala. And then according to those actions of ours, and if we befriended the kuffar like this, then Allah Ta'ala, this punishment will be extremely severe for those people. So we are warned very severely, and it's very necessary that we take note of it for ourselves, our children who are at school, at the workplaces, our children and people who are involved in sports or in anything else, outings with the non-Muslims, etc. Even in business, we are allowed to make a partnership with a non-Muslim, but not to have friends with him. Just for whatever reason, we make a partnership even with a non-Muslim, it is permissible, but not that we become close and dear friends with them, not that we socialize with them. And the partnership, the meetings that we have, must be limited just to the work place. And how much work is necessary, we have to have meetings, etc. And people who have befriended the non-Muslims, their condition became very, very bad. Even if it was alims or alimas, but they became so close friends of the non-Muslims, a person loses his iman even in the process. And he realizes it himself also, I've lost my iman. Therefore, these are very dangerous things which the Quran has clearly informed us. Allah make that we take the Quran as our guiding kitab and we live by it, we practice upon it. May Allah give us the proper understanding of deen, proper knowledge of deen, proper understanding of deen, and to practice it, and may Allah accept from us. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا